You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
I have this great homily prepared, all written out, theologically just spot on, wonderfully erudite, all of that. But it's Laetare Sunday. So we have to rejoice. Sunday. It means we need music. We need music. Wait, is it on there? Slide it over. Hold on. We gotta this. We're almost rejoicing. We're almost rejoicing enough. Oh, there we go. A little louder. Perfect. Excellent. Okay, I'm not crazy. I'm kind of crazy, but I apologize. I'm so sorry. So it's Laetare Sunday. It means rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice today for a lot of reasons. We're more than halfway through Lent, right? Traditionally, we're celebrating. Sorry, I'm catching my breath still. So we celebrate because we made it this far, right? We made it this far. It's kind of cool. We're half done. We look back and we say, hey, Carnival, Mardi Gras, that's just 4 weeks behind us, 3 weeks ahead. Easter. This is the central, this is the biggest day of our whole faith life. Easter, right? And today, our readings are wonderful. They may seem, on first blush, a little bit somber, a little bit like, wow, that's a whole lot of screwing up. It's true. It's true. Usually about this time through Lent, I don't know if you're anything like me, but I've realized that I have, as hard as I try, every year, it just happens every year, no matter how hard I try to keep my Lenten commitment, right? So this year, what was I going to do? I committed my life to making sure that I pray the Liturgy of the Hours on a regular basis. And I'm like, okay, I've kind of gotten slack in that, so I'm going to make sure I hit my prayers, right? And I've done better, right? I've done a pretty good job, but I'm still missing a time here, a time there. I got to admit, got to be honest about that. You know, the story that we heard in Chronicles today, the first reading, is kind of, at first glance, it's kind of foreboding, right? It's this whole story of how Israel, the chosen people of God, again and again, over and over, infidelity after infidelity, the text says, return God's love. That's how they make the exchange, right? Instead of living up to their end of the bargain, They don't listen to the messengers, don't listen to the prophets, end up in exile, right? Thrown out of their land, their kings are killed. Essentially, most of the promise is destroyed, right? They screwed it all up. But it didn't matter. It never, ever stopped God from celebrating with them, from being right among them. Loving them, giving them time to heal, giving them a sacred space in that horrendous land where they knew exile, where all of their promises they thought were destroyed ended, where everything that they screwed up came crashing down on them, and it never stopped God from being with them. The story didn't end there. That's a wonderful thing. They came back. They came back to the land. They were given, and this is even more strange, they were given someone from outside of themselves, a foreigner, a strange emperor, a weird and different king, some leader that really didn't fit the model at all of how God had acted. And God says, it doesn't matter, I'm going to love you, I'm going to send this Persian, and he's going to free you, and you'll have your land back. And they celebrate that as a moment in which, despite all their recognition, all of their acknowledgement of their sinfulness, sound like Lent, despite all of their recognition of having screwed up their end of the bargain, God doesn't even hesitate to show them love, to extend the promise of the land, of the covenant, of a return home. Every bit the love that he had before, every bit the love they knew from God prior, is restored and then some. That's what St. Paul reminds us of in the reading from Ephesians today. It's not that our commitment, it's not that what we do that brought about Christ's saving love in our lives. We didn't bring Christ into this world. That's not our task. But while we were still sinners, he came to save us. And in the Gospel of John today, for God so loved the world, he sent his only Son for our salvation. So maybe you've had a pretty good Lent. Maybe you've really managed to keep right on pace with all of your commitments. That's awesome. And maybe you've screwed up a little bit like me. Maybe you've screwed up a lot. Maybe trying to quit smoking was just not the right thing to do, or it's just not working out for you. Maybe giving up chocolate cake was a good idea, but really too tough. Maybe being kinder, maybe spending more time with prayer, whatever. Whatever this Lenten journey has been for you up to today, whether you've been successful or not, today's message is very, very clear. We got to rejoice. We've got to rejoice. Because our successes or failures, they never stop God from loving us.